This is Fresh Air. In a new 10-part Apple TV Plus comedy series, Seth Rogen stars as the newly appointed head of a long-running Hollywood movie studio. Last week, I spoke with Rogen about the new series, which is called The Studio. And today, our TV critic David Bianculli offers his review. Bianculli says, the more you love movies, the more you'll love this ambitious, entertaining new comedy.
The Studio is a comedy about people who make movies, made by people who make and love movies, with a target audience of people who also love movies. You don't need to get all the inside jokes and references, or even recognize all the cameos and guest stars, to enjoy this new Apple TV Plus series. But the more you know about films like Chinatown and Goodfellas and Barbie and Birdman, the more you'll laugh. Among the five creators of The Studio are Seth Rogen and Evan Goldberg, who also serve as co-directors. Rogen is in front of the camera, too, as the lead character. He plays Matt Remick, a mid-level executive at a century-old Hollywood institution called Continental Studios. In the opening episode, Matt is pulled aside by the big boss, played by Bryan Cranston, who offers him a promotion.
Patty's time has come and gone, and I'm seriously considering you to replace her.
Oh, my God, yes, yes. I'm the guy. I'm the guy for the job.
Tell me that. Why are you the guy?
Well, I've worked at Continental for 22 years. I bought the original spec script for MK Ultra, which, as I'm sure you know, spawned a franchise that's made us over $3 billion
Renee, where the f*** is my green juice? You want a green juice?
Yeah, I'd love one.
Two green juices. Now.
Yes, sir.
Sorry. Continue.
Film is my life. Ever since I came to the studio as a kid and went on the tour, being the head of Continental is the only job I've ever wanted.
That is adorable. All right, well, listen, I honestly just have one strong reservation about you.
Oh.
I've heard you are really into artsy, fartsy filmmaking. You're obsessed with actors and directors liking you rather than being obsessed with making this studio as much money as possible.
Me?
Yeah.
That could not be further from the truth. I am as bottom-line oriented as anyone in this town.
I believe you.
Great.
Good.
Good.
Because at Continental, we don't make films. We make movies. Movies! That people want to pay to see.
Yes.
Once Matt takes the top job, the rest of the series has him negotiating the tricky terrain of Hollywood filmmaking. He has to try to woo or fire or control such passionate directors as Ron Howard, Olivia Wilde, and Martin Scorsese, and work with lots of temperamental or demanding talent, from Ice Cube and Greta Lee to Zac Efron and James Franco. Every episode features some delightful guest star turns and funny cameos, but also boasts some invaluable co-stars. Specifically, Catherine O'Hara plays the studio head whom Matt replaces, and Matt's core team of subordinates includes Catherine Hahn and Ike Barinholtz. They're all hilarious, and the entire season has an arc to it. Movies that are planned or being shot in the early episodes of The Studio end up, at the end, being honored at award shows or promoted at industry conventions. And the episodes, like the characters, move freely and fluidly through Hollywood itself, from streets to restaurants to hotels, and even make a stop in Las Vegas. And it's the way the studio moves through these spaces and captures these performances that is the most audacious and most rewarding aspect of this outstanding new comedy series. One episode is built around the quest to film an entire extended scene in one unedited take and shows how difficult that is while making fun of it at the same time. Yet all of the studio, every single frame, is shot that way, in a series of lengthy extended takes captured by a single camera. If you've seen the recent Netflix drama series Adolescence, and if you haven't, you should, you know how gripping and hypnotic that style can be. Well, it works with comedy, too. And when pros like Cranston and Hahn and Rogen are going all out at the end of a very long, uninterrupted scene, it's exhilarating to watch. In the final episode, for example, Bryan Cranston commits to physical comedy in a way he hasn't even tried since Malcolm in the Middle. And he's great. People like Ron Howard and Martin Scorsese delight in playing with their own images here, Curb Your Enthusiasm style. Seth Rogen and James Franco get to play opposite each other again a quarter century after Freaks and Geeks and obviously enjoy themselves. And the studio gets some killer comedy performances from some unexpected contributors. Zoe Kravitz, for example, and Anthony Mackie. The studio owes a large debt, of course, to Robert Altman's The Player, the 1992 movie about Hollywood that Altman began with a famously long and involved unbroken tracking shot. If you're really into movies, you could also cite such films as Birdman and Whiplash, and the music on the soundtrack of the studio nods to them as well. And if you're really into TV, you might even note the surface similarities to Action, a Fox series about a Hollywood exec that aired the same season as Freaks and Geeks. But the studio, with all its influences and guest stars and creative gimmicks and approaches, also manages to pull off the hardest and most important trick of all. It's a comedy series that is reliably, relentlessly laugh-out-loud funny.
David Bianculli is a professor of television studies at Rowan University. He reviewed The Studio, starring Seth Rogen, now streaming on Apple TV+. Tomorrow on Fresh Air, Syria may be on the verge of a new era of unity, or it may descend into anarchy, and the outcome will affect the Middle East and the U.S. Syria's transitional president founded the Syrian branch of al-Qaeda, but he's now preaching inclusivity. We'll talk with Robert Worth of The Atlantic about his reporting from Syria. I hope you can join us. To keep up with what's on the show and get highlights of our interviews, follow us on Instagram at NPR Fresh Air. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Phyllis Myers, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Lauren Krinzel, Teresa Madden, Monique Nazareth, Thea Challoner, Susan Yakundi, Anna Bauman, and Joel Wolfram. Our digital media producer is Molly C.B. Nesper. Roberta Shorrock directs the show. With Terry Gross, I'm Tanya Mosley.